So before I explain this particular scam, I just need to explain that Freon is the refrigerant that is used in a lot of older air conditioners. Really, the proper name is R22 refrigerant, but Freon is the name that a lot of people are familiar with. A lot of newer air conditioners use Puron, and it may not even be that new. I mean, Puron systems have been around for a long time, but the newer refrigerant is called Puron, and really it's R410A refrigerant. And if you want to learn more about Freon and Puron, you can click that link, that very first link right there. There actually are other refrigerants coming along, but for the moment, it's just Freon and Puron. So if you have a Freon system, the lie that you might be told is that Freon is illegal. Well, the only thing illegal about it is that they're not allowed to make any new Freon, but there's still plenty of it around. And no, it's not illegal to add it to a leaking system. That's another kind of twisting of the truth, because there are some commercial situations where there are restrictions on adding Freon to a system. But in residential, there is no such restriction. Or the other thing they'll tell you is that it's liquid gold and like they can't get it or something like that. Well, as you'll see from that second link, you can go on eBay right now and buy it. Now, theoretically, you're supposed to have a EPA license to buy it, but nonetheless, it's readily available. And yeah, it costs way, way more than it used to. I mean, contractors mark things up, so you're going to pay a contractor a lot of money for Freon, but if you only need a few pounds, it's just not that bad. Now, if you need 10 or 20, that might be a different story. So if you have an older system that uses Freon, insist on the real stuff, and I'll explain down below why going with Freon substitutes may not be a good idea.